Conventions. Many people think that those events are full of geeks and nerds, and they are not wrong. But in my opinion, conventions are so much more than just a meeting of nerds and geeks. To me, it's more like a family meeting on Christmas, without Christmas trees, but with as much love. The word convention is of Latin origin and means coming together, so that actually makes sense.
One reason to go to a convention is because you're one of the star guests of the event. You are one of the many reasons people pay a whole lot of money to spend a weekend with you and the other fans. As a star guest, you answer questions of the fans during a panel. You take pictures with the fans or you sign posters, fan art or other things like yearbooks, for example.
I did that once. At my first convention, I had my yearbook signed during the autograph session by some actors and actresses who attended the con because I thought it was a way to say thank you for being there to cheer me up when I really needed it. Almost all of them high-fived me when I told them that I graduated from high school. One of my favorite actors, Rob Benedict, even stood up and hugged me and told me that he's proud of me. That was weird, but in the best way possible.
That's adorable. For me, the panels are the most fun part. I love listening to the stories of the actors and actresses. Some of the fans are really good at asking unusual yet appropriate questions. For example, last year at the MagicCon in Bonn, I was able to ask some of the cast of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies a few questions regarding the movies. Did you ever ask a question during a panel?
No, I didn't, but I had a friend of mine ask a question for me because I couldn't go to the other convention. For my next convention, I plan to ask a question. Let's see how this works out.
Anyway, another reason to go to a convention is because you are a fan of a certain movie or TV show.
Exactly, and this is what me and my friends did years ago and actually still do. I'm a huge fan of Supernatural, a TV show about two brothers hunting everything evil. 4 years ago, the first German convention of this show was held in Düsseldorf. This year, they are celebrating their 5-year anniversary. I'm happy to have been a part of this convention since 2017.
So, what made you go there and what was your first impression?
I got to be honest with you now. I went there because of the actors and actresses I knew were coming. I knew some of my friends were coming too, so I knew I wouldn't end up alone, but as I mentioned before, Rob Benedict is one of my favorite actors, and together with Richard Spade Jr., they were the main reason for me to go there. When I arrived at the hotel where the convention took part, I already felt like coming home, even though I only knew 4 or 5 people there. I got to know so many people I call friends now. Going to this convention might be one of the best decisions I've ever made, and it definitely changed my life.
No, but I know exactly what you mean. I worked as a volunteer at the Walker Stalker Convention 2016 in London, a convention about the TV show The Walking Dead.
What was your job there?
I was lucky to work at the autograph booth. I had to collect the autograph cards of the fans and made sure that every fan got an equal amount of time with the celebrities. Apart from working at the autograph booth, I also had the chance to work at the photo op booth, the entrance, the cloakroom, or as a floater. A floater is basically someone who subs for the other staff members when they have to go somewhere else. When I wanted to take a break, I was asked to deputize for a friend of mine, and therefore I had to secure the path to the restrooms. When I turned around, the door opened, and Norman Reedus, one of the main actors of the show, walked past me and high-fived me.
So, working as a volunteer at conventions does pay off.
If we're talking about the experiences, yes it does. I learned a lot during the weekend. But if we're talking about making money, then it doesn't. I worked there for free, as the name suggests. But I got an autograph ticket for a smaller guest. It was really fun though, and I would definitely do it again anytime.
Yeah, you got me thinking that I might try it out too. I'd like to experience a convention from another point of view to see how different it really is.
If you are interested in going to a convention as well, either as a fan or to work there as a volunteer, check the links in our description. You can find the homepages of both conventions we talked about.
You can also find the links to Comic-Con Germany and Comic-Con San Diego, and the official convention calendar for many other conventions held by Creation Entertainment. Did you know that the TV show Stranger Things also have their little convention called StrangerCon?
It is definitely worth to take a look. Maybe you will find a convention you'd like to go to. Thank you for listening.
Bye, guys.